Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The cast of Pella Christian High School's one-act play, Thieves' Carnival, won all-state speech honors from the Iowa High School Speech Association.
My name is Stefan Gelder, and I was Gustav in the one-act.
My name is Caleb Belzer, and I played Hector in the one-act.
My name is Trent Van Gilson. I played Peter Bono in the one-act.
My name is Lauren Dunsbergen, and I played Eva in the one-act.
Good, and we are here with the All-State Speech students, at least some of them, from Pella Christian and their one-act play, earning All-State honors, the highest possible from the Iowa High School Speech Association. So first of all, congratulations. What does it mean for each of you to be able to carry on what has been a great legacy of tradition of success here at Pella Christian?
For me, my family never really did speech, and just being able to have that experience and excel in something with a bunch of people who's like my family, it's just a great time, and I don't think there's any way to really replicate that.
For me, it means a lot because it's something I look forward to during the school day. I'm going to everyday practices and doing good in the end and ending up with an All-State honor makes it all the better.
For me, my family's been in theater for a while, and it's just really good to keep that legacy going, and to not be able to fail is really good. So that's exciting, yeah.
For me, it was just really fun, just, like, looking forward to it every day, like, going. And then, like, just being with that cast and, like, just getting that honor was just super cool. And just, like, all celebrating together when we heard the news was just a lot of fun.
So for our audience that did not know what you guys performed, what was your one act this year and what was your role specifically? And how did you kind of contribute to the overall performance?
We did Thieves' Carnival, and I was Gustav, as I said. He's more of a kind of kiddish character who just kind of messes around. He really admires his peers and wants to do the best that he can, even though sometimes he kind of fails at that. He was just one of the three brothers who really pulled off a lot of the story.
So I played Hector in the one-act play, and the main storyline is about three good friends who are actually thieves, and my character does end up falling in love with Eva, and my character is a very flirtatious person who always looks for money in the end, I guess.
Yeah, my character was Peter Bono, and I was the oldest of the three thieves, so I kind of knew everything. I was the head honcho. I was a kind of a know-it-all, my character was, and in the end, though, we got played by, what was her name?
Lady Herf.
Lady Herf. And then it was kind of a big loss for me, but then Hector and Gustav, they got their women in the end.
My character was Eva. I was one of the women that got, as Trent said. Yeah. I was Hector's love interest, and my character was just very flirty and kind of teasing with Hector the whole time, like, ooh, I kind of like you, but ooh, you need to, like, chase me. And then in the end, we'd fall in love.
So when we talk about Allstate, obviously that means a level of excellence, right, in what you do. What are some of the challenges about performing in speech forensics that maybe have differed from previous experiences or things that you really learned about performing through this speech contest specifically and ultimately what those challenges meant to get to that high honor of Allstate?
Well, I'm pretty new to the theater field, so this has been just a crazy experience. I haven't done much before this. But we did a comedy, and I had never really experienced comedy, and I know we like to laugh, but actually feeling how difficult that is and how much time you have to put in to be funny and to try and make people laugh was just insane.
Especially this year with it being so much different with COVID going around. It was really interesting experience because we got to perform here a couple times, several times actually, and I think that made it possibly, like, it did make a lot of things, certain circumstances make them harder because of the fact that we couldn't, like, see other schools as much. But like Seth said, it being a comedy at all, it was kind of a challenge because it's not as dramatic, but it was all the more fun, I think.
Yeah, especially this year. I've been doing this the past 2 years. This year was really different. We didn't have an actual All-State. So when we competed as small schools, we were actually competing against our own events. And that was kind of new. We had to really step up our game. And it was just really interesting that way.
just like it with being a comedy, kind of like what Seth said, like, usually we do dramas, and so, like, going in and, like, practicing that, it was a little harder, because some days when you're not really quite feeling it, it's a little easier to do the dramas. But with comedy, you really have to, like, bring everything every day to, like, try and make it funny, and then, like, figuring out, like, what the jokes actually are and, like, how to, like, work those was pretty difficult this year.
So we're talking on a nice warm day. That means spring is coming up, and that means there's several activities still to come here at Pella Christian. So for each of you, what is coming up next in regards to, I know that there's a spring production through the theater department. There's some individual speech. There are some sports coming up. For each of you, what are some of the things you're looking forward to about the rest of the school year?
I'm looking forward to the play. It's something I've never done, so a new experience with a smaller cast. And I also do some sports, so some track, and I'm just looking forward to getting that community with all of these people that COVID has kind of put a hindrance on this year.
Coming up for me is pretty much only baseball. And we've been with our new coach, Coach Braden Scholl. He's been doing an awesome job so far. And he's just been such a fun guy to be around, him being our strength and lifting coach. But yeah, preparing for baseball is my next goal right now. And it's been so much fun already.
Coming for me is the spring play and individual speech. I'm really excited for the spring play this year. The script is really fun and exciting. So that'll be really fun to work with. And individual speech, we have a peer review night Thursday, and then Saturday will be our first contest. So just getting ready for that.
For me, it's just the spring play. It's going to be so much fun. The script is just super cool and has a ton of suspense in it. So it's just going to be really fun. Like, and just looking forward to like getting that together and ready to perform that.
We're teasing the spring play. We'll talk more in depth about it later this spring. But what is it, and when are the dates coming up?
The spring play this year is 12 Angry Jurors. It's like 12 Angry Men, but with women in there. The performance dates are the 26th and 27th of March.
Once again, that was the cast of the All-State Speech Selection from Pella Christian High School's one-act play of Thieves Carnival. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, and Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.